This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The Northern Territory government has taken over funding for Safe Schools months after the federal government axed its own funding for the program. The Northern Territory Department of Education has written to more than 150 government schools to confirm that the program will continue. More than 100 school principals had expressed a degree of interest in professional development to support running the program, and more than 20 have sent staff to training sessions. A Sydney man has pleaded guilty to recklessly causing grievous bodily harm over allegedly transmitting HIV to his former partner. He was arrested by Australian Federal Police officers at Sydney Airport in January 2016, 4 years after police began searching for him. A sentencing hearing will be held in September. The Northern Territory has passed new adoption laws allowing same-sex couples to adopt children for the first time. The Adoption of Children Legislation Amendment Bill 2017 was passed through Parliament last week, removing pre-existing discrimination against same-sex couples. The move makes the Northern Territory the last Australian state or territory to allow same-sex couples to adopt. The Industrial Relations Commission has ordered the reinstatement of gay police officer George Zizopoulos, as four other gay officers targeted in an internal probe sue the New South Wales Police for discrimination. The IRC declared his termination harsh, unreasonable, and unjust, as Zizopoulos' lawyers suggested he was targeted as part of a culture of homophobia within the New South Wales Police. The four other officers targeted as part of a nine-month investigation, codenamed Andrew, have filed the largest ever gay discrimination lawsuit against law enforcement in Australia. Gay comedian Rhys Nicholson has criticised Malcolm Turnbull after receiving violent, homophobic threats on a Melbourne train. The stand-up comic recounted the incident on Twitter, in which a group of men used homophobic slurs against him before threatening to bash him to death. Nicholson then called out Turnbull for the postal survey on marriage equality last year, which he said allowed people to think that those kind of opinions were okay. Posters calling for the execution of gay and Jewish people have appeared around Sydney, and police are reportedly powerless to do anything about the Nazi group responsible. The posters bear images of killing gay and Jewish people, and slogans including "legalize the execution of Jews" and "get the sodomite filth off the street." The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO, Vic Alardif, said action is needed to stop the hate speech, and that inadequate laws against vilification mean police are powerless to stop the posters going up. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Former NFL player and convicted killer Aaron Hernandez has been outed by a new documentary. The film claims that the late New England player tormented himself for years about his sexuality before taking his life in 2017 while in prison for killing semi-pro player Odin Lloyd. According to the Oxygen documentary, the married player had secret relationships with men from back in his university days, but denied it because he grew up in a culture that was negative about gay people.
Aaron and I talked about his sexuality. This man clearly was gay, acknowledged it, acknowledged the immense pain that it caused him. He exhibited some self-hatred.
That was Hernandez lawyer George Leontire. And finally, Olympic ice skater Adam Rippon has been honoured with the Human Rights Campaign Visibility Award in Los Angeles after becoming the first out US male skater to compete at the Olympics. After accepting the award from fellow gay Olympian Gus Kenworthy, Rippon delivered an inspiring speech at the ceremony about the importance of living fearlessly as a gay man.
I remember making the choice to be unafraid. I made the choice to not care what others thought of who I was. I was going to be truly me. This was the biggest and most important decision I've ever made, to live fearlessly.
HRC President Chad Griffin says that by being out and proud, Rippon is bringing LGBTQ visibility to a whole new level and isn't afraid to use his global platform to speak out for equality. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.